This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com.
Well, Rick Singer is the president and CEO of the Tiger Woods Foundation, which is now in its 20th year. Foundation has a simple vision: help kids succeed. It is a pleasure to welcome Rick Singer to the Augusta Golf Show for the very first time. Hello, Rick.
Hey, John. How you doing?
You know, I'm good. Thank you for taking the time to do this. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem.
The backbone of the foundation and what we hear the most about are the Tiger Woods Learning Centers. What do the centers do?
Well, the centers really focus on, first of all, underserved kids. And we really try to inspire them to think of a different kind of future, which many of them don't think about. And that's through STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, and math. We do inspire them. So, for instance, we have scores of kids come in after school in our different learning centers. We have classes come in during the school time. For instance, in Anaheim, where we have our largest learning center, we'll have classes come in for a week every year to learn about subjects like forensics and things like that. And what's great about it is these kids are learning things that they're not learning in school, but they're learning about possible careers for them in the future. And kids who never really thought they had much hope to do something exciting all of a sudden walk away very inspired. So we have learning centers. I mentioned Anaheim, but we're also in Philadelphia at Cristo Rey and Kipp. We're in D.C. at the Chavez Schools. We're at Quantico. People know that Tiger has a real love of the military, so we have a facility in Quantico, and in Stuart, Florida. And all of these work in different ways, but again, the objective is to work with underserved kids, fifth grade and above, and help them understand that there is a future for them that could be very promising.
Are they learning things in addition to the school curriculum? Are they learning, you mentioned STEM, are they learning different things that they wouldn't normally learn in their schools?
They're learning how to make rockets. They're learning about forensics and different kinds of biology, and they're learning. Actually, the forensics classes, I think, are most popular. Maybe it's because kids are watching CSI. But, you know, through that, they're learning about what they can do with it and how those become careers. So it definitely extends what the kids learn in school, and it really covers new territories that, you know, they don't have the experience. What's interesting, too, is the during school program, we work with their teachers so that when the kids go back to class, they can continue that learning. They can continue learning about forensics and how to test evidence and all of that, or learn about dissection and all of that. So we spend a lot of time, and that's a new thing we're really focused on, is teacher professional development, so the learning continues when they're not in our centers.
Tell me about the kinds of kids that are at the learning centers.
They're great kids. They're kids who are, as I said, underserved. You know, they don't have all the opportunities that many other kids have. They come from, you know, areas surrounding where we are, whether it's D.C., Philadelphia, Anaheim, down in Florida. But they're just hungry for learning. And it's interesting. You know, we have that program with the learning centers, which is really, I think, what we're known most for.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a program called the Earl Wood Scholar Program, which 10 years ago, after Earl passed away, there were many donations given in his memory, and the foundation started a scholar program that I think is fairly unique. It's a program where we work with, again, underserved kids. Close to 90% of them come from their first generation, so their parents were never in college or even beyond that. So they're very new to college. They really need help. They're bright kids. We choose them, 15 to 20 of them a year, and we give them mentors and summer internships to help them not only get through college, and these kids are graduating at a 98.7% graduation rate, which is phenomenal, But it's also to make sure they're a success once they leave college. And that's critically important to us. And, you know, when we take a look at the, so far we have 58 graduates. We have someone who's a NASA scientist. We have a doctor who just started his residency at UCLA. And we have kids that are returning to their communities to give back. So these are outstanding young people, first-generation college students. We're helping them get through, and they're really improving their community.
We're talking with Rick Singer. He is the president, the CEO of the Tiger Woods Foundation. We mentioned that the foundation is now 20 years old. Has putting a focus on a STEM education kind of organically come to the foundation and to the learning centers as things have changed over the last 5, 6, 10 years?
You know, it's a very interesting story because the foundation started 20 years ago, as you said, when Tiger was all of 20 years old. So, you know, think about that for a second. He was a 20-year-old kid, mm-hmm. and he starts a foundation. And the foundation originally focused really on golf, and it was junior golf. And Tiger and his father, Earl, would travel the country, maybe where he's playing a tournament, he'd hold a junior golf clinic. But it was deeper than that. They would talk about character building, and it wasn't really about just how to swing a golf club. It's really about how to build a life. And then after 9/11 happened, Tiger's told this story before. He had just played the Amex tournament in Belle Reve in St. Louis, and he had to drive home. And he thought about the fact that the foundation at that moment was really focused entirely on him. And if he wasn't around, there was no foundation because it was all about him and golf. And that's when he decided to go back to his roots. His parents were very focused on education when he was growing up. You know, he's very fond to talk about Stanford, where he went to college. And he decided that we were going to change our focus. One of the biggest moments in the history of the foundation was the changing of the focus to education. And that started the work towards building the Anaheim Learning Center, the Tiger Woods Learning Center, and focusing on STEM. And it's just grown since. As I mentioned, we have a number of learning centers, the Earl Woods Scholar Program. And in honor of our 20th anniversary, we've adopted a very ambitious 5-year plan. And we've done it very much in conjunction with Tiger. He's been with us every step of the way. And over the next 5 years, we're going to double the number of Earl Woods Scholars, which I think will be very impactful. But the second thing we're going to do is we're going to focus very much on teachers. Because all the great work we do with kids is terrific. But if you don't have the teachers on board and they can't extend what we're doing, it's not nearly as impactful. So we're going to work with 5,000 teachers over the next 5 years to teach them our way of teaching STEM. And we think that will reach exponential number of kids. And then finally, we're going to launch a digital campus. We're going to reach millions of kids here and outside the U.S. We want to be global. And we're going to give them the experience kids get when they come to our learning centers. We're going to do it online, and we're going to do it in their classrooms and through their teachers. So it's a very ambitious plan, very much in keeping with how Tiger approaches things. Mm-hmm. He didn't want us to do just one thing. You know, it was, you know, how can we make a global impact with millions of kids? That was the charge I got when I started 2 years ago, and that's really what we're looking to do over the next 5 years.
Mentioned Tiger a lot. His time away from the golf course over the last year or so, has it allowed him to be more hands-on? Does he come into the office more? Do you wish he'd get back on the golf course?
Yeah, well, I am hoping he gets back on the golf course, and hopefully he will soon. But I think it has enabled him to spend a little more time, although I will tell you he spent a lot of time with me, whether it's in person, on the phone, email, texting, you know, we use every form of communication mm-hmm. possible. But he has the vision for this organization. And I will tell you, he's a great boss. You know, we talk about what we're trying to accomplish, and then he'll say, okay, go to it. And, you know, we'll let him know what's going on, and we'll make some adjustments. But I think people are always surprised when I tell them how involved he is, and in a very good way. He knows what we're trying to do. He knows what we need to do, and he gives the right direction for us. So he's been terrific and extremely involved, and we wouldn't be where we are without him. I mean, I know you know, and maybe your listeners know that what we're doing is expensive. Tiger is very generous, actually, making contributions, but, you know, we run a number of events that he plays an integral part in that generates a lot of the funding that enables us to do these. these great things for these kids.
He is Rick Singer, again, the president, the CEO of the Tiger Woods Foundation, celebrating 20 years. Is it where everybody wants? I know you talked about the future plans. Is this where everybody thought it would be 20 years into this?
I can't imagine they did, but who knows? You know, I mean, Tiger and Earl, you know, have such a vision, but it really is amazing. You know, what's very gratifying to me is I get to talk to a lot of people in this industry, the education industry, and they're extremely impressed with not only the amount of things we're doing, but the quality of what we're doing. We have a name to live up to, the Tiger Woods name, and that's a brand that means excellence in so many ways. So that's what's really driven this organization. So whether we could have predicted 20 years ago that we'd have as much as we have now and that we have the plans we have now to be where we are when we turn 25, I'm not sure. But I think the quality of work, I don't think anyone ever would have thought we'd compromise on anything.
Well, I can't thank you enough for taking the time to do this, Rick. Congratulations on it all, and I hope to see you and have you back on the show soon. Thank you, sir.
Great. Thank you, John.